We must go back and do some more tapping and clearing on basic anxiety and worry around money or attracting financial abundance. So when you think about success in your life, think about financial abundance. The anxiety can be current and conscious, or it can be old and subconscious. And we can address both with very simple tapping sequences about anxiety. So if the word anxiety isn't quite right for you, choose worry, tension, whatever it is, and still tap along with me. Say out loud, I feel anxiety about being successful. So it's similar to the intro exercise with EFT I did. I feel anxiety about being successful. So this is what I learned from so many people who came to my workshops. They kept saying, I want to be successful. I want to attract financial abundance. I want to be better in my field, better at my craft. I want to publish a book or an article. I want to be top of my game. But they had such anxiety. So that was true. That was their desire. But they had such anxiety about being successful and what it would mean that they blocked it. So they had internal subconscious memories that were operating and programs that were operating by themselves that were clearly blocking them. So they would say, oh no, I really want to be successful. And I believed that they wanted to be, but they had never gotten to the real truth, which is my favorite question, what's the downside of getting what you want? So that's a very important question for you all to ask yourselves right now. Think of the success that you want, the success in any part of your life, professional, personal, physical, spiritual. Think of the success you want in your life and say to yourself, ask out loud, what's the downside to getting that success? It's quite possible that there are several downsides that scare you. That you say you want to be successful, you want to get whatever it is in your life, even if it's spiritual peace, time to meditate, romantic success, financial abundance, but you have such anxiety and worry that you keep blocking it. So it's one step forward and one step back, and you feel stuck as if you never get anywhere. So you've measured, I feel anxious, I feel anxiety about being successful. And let's start tapping. Karate chop point. Even though I feel such anxiety about being successful, and I know it's a subconscious program, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though thinking about being successful makes me so anxious, I accept who I am even now. Even though I have subconscious blocks to being successful, and I don't even know what they are, I accept who I am and how I feel. Eyebrow, I don't even know what they are. Side of the eye, these subconscious blocks to being successful. Under the eye, I'm not even sure what these old patterns are. Under the nose, but they make me anxious. Chin, so when I think of being successful. Collarbone, these old programs make me feel anxious. Under the arm, I wonder where I got them. Top of the head, it doesn't really matter. Eyebrow, these cellular memories that make me anxious. Side of the eye, no wonder I'm blocking my success. Under the eye, I have old cellular memories about success. Under the nose, and they block me. Chin, this old subconscious programming. Collarbone, about success and abundance. Under the arm, that gets in my way. Top of the head, I didn't realize I had a conflict because of subconscious programming. Good, take a deep breath. So all we're addressing is that your conscious mind says, I want success, I want to have this happen in my business. I want to be promoted. I want a new job. And your subconscious mind is saying, yes, but, no, but, that's not safe. That's not good for you. That's dangerous. And that subconscious programming is running the show. And that's what we're addressing with this clearing statement. See if you can get a number. Has your anxiety gone down when you say, I feel anxiety about being successful? The truth is we're acknowledging a conflict. You have a couple of yeses and a couple of noes about getting to the place you want to get to. So let's do some more on that. It's very, very effective. Karate chop. Even though I have subconscious anxiety about being successful, I must have a conflict. I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though these fears and anxieties are from subconscious programming, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though I have subconscious programming that's very fearful about success, I accept who I am anyway. Eyebrow, this subconscious programming. Side of the eye, there's so much fear in my subconscious mind. Under the eye, no wonder I feel stuck. Under the nose, no wonder I don't get anywhere. Chin, subconscious programming is making me fearful about success. Collarbone, and it really feels like anxiety. Under the arm, what if I could let it go? Top of the head, what if it's not really mine? Eyebrow, well, it's in my subconscious mind. Side of the eye, so it's mine now. Under the eye, these subconscious fears. Under the nose, I can let them go now. Chin, these subconscious memories and cellular memories about anxiety. Collarbone, I'm not quite sure where they came from. Under the arm, and that's okay too. Top of the head, all I know is when I think of my success, I feel worried and unsettled. Good, take another deep breath. Excellent. Say the sentence again. I feel anxiety about being successful. Hopefully that anxiety and fear has gone down dramatically. If not, keep tapping and keep acknowledging that subconscious programming and cellular memories are the culprit here. And if you had one memory from your past about success not being safe, then that's what will be operating right now. We're going to do a whole sequence on tapping for safety in the next segment. But right now, just keep acknowledging that you've got a conflict. You're okay. You just have a conflict. Eyebrow. I have a conflict about being successful. Side of the eye. I didn't realize how strong it was. Under the eye. My subconscious conflict about being successful. Under the nose. All of my subconscious programs that block success. Chin, my subconscious programming that blocks success. Collarbone, all this subconscious programming that makes me afraid to be successful. Under the arm, I didn't realize I had such a conflict about being successful. Top of the head. This conflict is located in my subconscious mind. Eyebrow. I choose to release my success conflicts now. Side of the eye. I choose to release any subconscious conflicts I have to success. Under the eye. I choose to release all these subconscious conflicts to success. Under the nose, I want to be in complete alignment with success. Chin, all these subconscious conflicts to success. Collarbone, I can let them go now. Under the arm, it feels so much freer. Top of the head, to let go of these success conflicts. Eyebrow, I want to be successful about success. Side of the eye, I want to be lined up with success. Under the eye, it feels good to acknowledge the subconscious programming. Under the nose, it feels good to replace the subconscious programming. Chin, with new subconscious programming of success and abundance. Collarbone, I love feeling congruent with success and abundance. Under the arm, I love allowing abundance to flow into my life. Top of the head, all my success conflicts have left me now, and I feel strong and confident and abundant. Good. Take a final deep breath. Good. And if those words about conflict and subconscious programming and memories about conflict, about success, if that really rings true to you, now here we're using the word success, which is another word that brings up lots of feelings, then I recommend you keep tapping not on money, but on success. If that really speaks to you, then that's the target for you.